Campus FM jippreżenta 50 u waħda. L-istorja ta' Malta tul dawn l-aħħar 50 sena mingħajr il-Malta Historical Society. Prezentazzjoni u produzzjoni Sergio Grech. Nsalmulkom nilqawkom għarraba program minn din is-sensiela tagħna se nkomplu nisimgħu iktar lectures matul dan il-programm. Però l-ewwel parti llum xtaqna nitkellmu dwar pubblikazzjoni importanti nistgħu nseħula tas-Soċjetà Storika ta' Malta li ġiet ippubblikata ftit ta' snin ilu fis-sena 2010 editjata minn Dr. Joseph F. Grima, il-pubblikazzjoni 60th Anniversary of the Malta Historical Society e Commemoration. Ovvjament hija pubblikazzjoni affaxxinanti mimlija bir-riċerka, mimlija bl-istudji li jiċċelebra dan il-moment importanti fl-istorja ta' din l-għada. Però ġew, forsi l-ewwel nibdew qabel forsi niskellmu dwar il-ktieb nagħmlu parentesi żgħira għax inti wkoll tajt ħafna snin u ħafna enerġija nistgħu ngħidu lil din l-għada.
Jiena ilu l-għada kważi 40 sena u 32 minnhom għamiltom bħala segretarju ġenerali. Fil-fatt imbagħad ikont irreżenjajt fl-2011. Konti li 32 years, ġifiri jemma. Reżignat, biex ħkellna xina għadu jemma, sempliciment.
Ħassejt li wasal iż-żmien.
Ħassejt li wasal iż-żmien, u mbagħad tlaqftit xhur qabel mħabba problemi per se kelli l-mara tiegħi ma rizzew. U mbagħad fil-fatt ħallitna allura kelli nitlaq biex ngħidlek mħabba affarijiet personali. Ovvjament xorta waħda bqajt membru tas-soċjetà.
Ovvjament, rajt ħafna ħidma u
rajt ħafna ħidma, 32 sena bħala segretarju, speċi mhix ċajta, hija nofs il-ħajja tas-soċjetà xillum il 65. Ġifieri nofs għamiltom.
Imma kienu l-milestones l-iktar importanti li rajt f'dawk 32 sena.
Fimni, di ovvjament meta l 60 sena l-soċjetà, meta qed ukoll 50 sena, 10 snin qabel. Ovvjament dejjem waħda mill-affarijiet dejjem rajtu koll kienet li l-pubblikazzjonijiet jiġri l-ewwel konna bdejna bil-merita historika bdiet fil-1952. Imma mbagħad wara fuq inizjattiva bdejna nagħmlu talks differenti fuq inizjattiva ta' Monsignor Borx li kien president dak iż-żmien, Monsignor Vincent Borx, Professor Vincent Borx, konna bdejna wkoll nagħmlu nippubblikaw anke wkoll dawna it-talks u bdew allura il-proceedings of History Week, illi għadhom isiru kull sentej, kull tlet snin, ġir kull tlietom, bħala regola kull sentej. U dan naturalment iktar importanti hija li kemm fil-Milita, kif kol dan il-proceedings, kemm anke f'dan iktieb li inti li ħriġna ħna fuq 60 sena. Fi kwalunkwe pubblikazzjoni dejjem għax ikollhom riċerka oriġinali. Dik hija importanti biex toqgħod tagħmel riħex ta' dak li kont diġà jeżisti, dak mhux l-iskop waħda mill-iskopijiet hija dik fil-fatt.
Fil-fatt, hawnhekk f'din il-pubblikazzjoni nistgħu ngħidu li għandna firxa wiesa ta' suġġetti.
Iva, dan meta bdejna naraw ftit couple of years qabel, naturalment, kif sejri niċċelebraw dan is-60 sena. Dak iż-żmien kont editur tal-Merita Historika. Allora sta għalija mbagħad biex nedditja anke dan il-ktieb kelli min jgħin ftit fil-bidu. Aħna mal-ewwel ma rridx nrobtu lil min ikun fuq xi suġġett jew tema partikolari. L-uniku affarijiet li ridna nagħmlu sempliċement hija li nagħtu informazzjoni fuq il-Malta Historical Society. U naturalment ra mħabba fek wieħed mill-founder members Albert Ganado kiteb fuq kif bdiet verament fl-ewwel laqgħat li kellna. U mbagħad kellna anke wkoll naturalment up to date sa 2010 ovvjament. L-uffiċjali kollha u l-committee members kollha li kien hemm tas-soċjetà. Mbagħad meta ridna nagħmlu xi fuq historiography research, ridna nagħtu tribute lil Albert Meyer. Albert Meyer kien kiteb xogħol tajba tiegħu f'1896 li kienet milestone li kważi ħadd ma kien jagħtik għastaħħa, kien hemm bil-Ġermaniż. Kull ma kellna translation bit-Taljan, u dan naturalment kien qiegħed jitkellem fuq ir-riċerka kif qiegħda ssir illum in those days. U kien importanti li dan għall-bniedem wieħed jagħtih dak li kien jissollu, għallha kien hemm kollna sibna l-Hannah Stoger, illi għamlu tilna translation għall-Inglis, naturalment Gottfried Oettinger, li l-lum madux manna, professor Oettinger, kien naturalment spiega għalix it was being republished. Dika kellna zgur, il-pija, kull min kien ħajkteb dana il-ktieb, jikteb li ma suġġett irid, basta fuq storja ta' Malta. Unbad naturalment aħna qassamna. Bu importanti ħafna li nirrepeti li tkun original research, li kollok original research. U fil-fatt spiċċajna berbuxin kontribuzzjoni.
Fil-fatt ġew naħseb li anki merġiet għas-soċjetà kien li anki dejjem laqtet in-nies li huma akkademiċi għaliex kif tallimni inti hawn ħafna nies Malta jkbu l-istorja jew pseudostorja ħin nkunu eżatti. Imma hawnhekk għandek hekk il-kunsens ta' ħafna nies.
Provajna nagħtu kemm l-akkademiċi u l-istudjużi stabbiliti. U anke daw li huma biex ngħidu l-huma emerġenti li tilgħin, jiġifieri hawnhekk ħassib. Anke nies li forsi kienu għadhom fil-bidu tal-karriera tal-kitba tagħhom ukoll. Alright? U nies ukoll ukoll li mhumiex akkademiċi, akkademiċi fis-sens li ma jagħmlux l-università ħaġa se. Però għandhom kontribut jagħtu, pereżempju ma nsemmux ħej fenna fin Joseph Attartabone, illi għandhom riċerka enormi. Riċerka tiegħu hija dejjem soda. Jiġifieri għandna taħlita biex ngħidlek, u mbagħad sta għalina. Bħala ditu laqsamtom sezzjonijiet differenti, u la fil-fatt għandek ħafna sezzjonijiet. Għandek l-istoriografija, riċerka, pre-storja, medjevali, l-kavalier ta' San Juan, French and British rule, sawa, mbagħad xi ħaġa fuq l-arkitettura, xi ħaġa fuq l-arti, architects u sculptor. U bekk il-qatna kważi kważi firxa. Firxa sħiħa.
Ovvjament, ġew editur kun jixtieq anke jkolli jkollu ċerta konsistenza fil-footnotes, dik naħseb hija
uġieħ tal-għas. Waħda mill-isfortuni li għandna f'ħafna kotbet jiġu li jiġu stampati, mhux Malta biss'sa minn kabarra Malta kotba akademiċi hija pereżempju li tfawlek il-noti fl-aħħar taktib u inti biex tfittex u tagħmel taqla f'idek, letteralment taqla f'idek. U tibdu ma tagħtix każ tiġġenel. Aħna Historical Society minn dejjem kollha nimxu il-footnotes. Footnotes, ġifiri, ħalli dikunu fil-facċata mal-test. U dik jgħada unek u koll. Issa dak li għattajt inti ovvjament, li ka standardization t-tissir. L-editur li t-għamil standardization tal-footnotes, tal-abbreviations, ta' kollox illi kunem biex meċ mil-bidu. Mur t-satmim inti ħassib kollox standardized. Pero, ta' jibna id-du koll, illi ħana fil-merita historika kollna tajna il-guidelines. Fuq kif isiru dawna, naturalment anke meta stidinna ċertu nies diversi nies biex jiktbu, u ħalbiċċa kbira minnhom aċċettaw li jiktbulna dan il-ktieb, u oħrajn talbuna huma, tajnihom anke l-guidelines, allura naturalment li l-editu li ħaffiflu x-xogħol, għax ma tantx ikollok ħafna x'tirranġa u x'ma tirranġax.
Protestanti jkun hawn min x'hekk il-sistema
tiegħu jippreferi. Mhux pereżempju kelli kasta wieħed illum madux magħna li kellu s-sistema tiegħu, kont editur mhux dal-każ kien. Alright, ikkoreġejthomlu ġibthomlu standardized matana, meta battomlu biex ikkoreġa reġa' qalibhom li għal tiegħu, però ovvjament jiena kont ħadd ħsieb nagħmel fotokopi tax-xogħol tiegħu biex erġa' qlibhom mal-ewwel għal tagħna wkoll. Imma dawk huma waħdiet.
Forsi jkun hawn min jgħid li dawk fis-stazzjonijiet. Imma importanti fl-aħħar mill-aħħar.
Importanti li kollok standardization fil-ktieb. Jekk kienu ħanfenna fina, ħan irreferi għall-Librerija Nazzjonali ta' Malta. Alright, u hawnhekk ħan nagħmel NLM u ħadd toħorja mill-Liri RML antika, għandek għad minn ikoħad fixklu le, se tkun standardized. Se tkun kollha l-istess, meta jkun ktieb ta' dil kwalità, issa jekk ikun ktieb tiegħu personali, affarijiet tiegħu jagħmel lista tal-abbreviations u dejjem dik għamiċċa xogħol tiegħu, ma meta tkun xi ħaġa bħal di. Jon kalla bħalma jkun bħal-merita historika, per eżempju, għandna għamilt ħames numri l-merita historika l-istess. Ġifieri, dak għandu jkunu standardized il-notes, il-mod kif tippreżentahom, eċetera.
Ġew, kien hawn xi suġġetti li tajt dawn huma ġodda li speċi Malta s'issadna ma tantx.
Naħseb kollox hawn ġdid fih. Naħseb li kollox hawn ġdid fih. Ta' Majer ma kienx ġdida minn kien jaqraħ bil-Ġermaniż jew forsi minn il-xulid dobba kopja bit-Taljan. F'xi mod miex imkien. Però l-oħrajn huma kollha ġodda, I mean dana issa ovvjament tagħna ġodda ma jfissirx li inti għandek 100% oriġinali. Imma il-bulk tal-artikolu irid ikun oriġinali. U kollha mingħajr ebda eċċezzjoni huma oriġinali. Fil-fatt, kelli każ ta' persuna waħda illi bagħatilna kontribuzzjoni kienet tajba kontribuzzjoni ma kienet oriġinali xejn. Kienu affarijiet li jaħfum kulħat. Allora, ħagġa bħal dik, dispeċini kelli nirtorna, ovvjament musan semmi smijiet, imma kelli nirtorna, illa lix, kelli kun imur kontra l-konċett tal-ktib u anke wkoll tal-itos biex najtek ta' kif naħdmu fis-soċjetà.
Ġew, bil-fors kan konnu xi ftit diskriminatorji anke minħabba l-ħin li għandna l-din l-intervista, ma nixtieq forsi semminna uħud mill-kontributuri li ħadu sem f'din il-pubblikazzjoni.
Kontributuri għalija kollha x'isimu pereżempju ħinna fina għandek Charles Farrugia li huwa l-National
Archivist
li għandu fuq Virtual Access to Archives, dikha daħlet taħt historiografija. Fuq il-prehistorja ġewwa dottor ta' Bonanno, semmejtu l-professur Tony Bonanno, Anthony Bonanno, medjevali, Simon, dan kollha nismagħlu fih, Simon Merċija, Charles Dudley, Stanley Fiorini u Godfrey Oettinger. Jiġifieri kollha tagħna kontribuzzja ħaġa ġdida kompletament. Kavalieri, minn barra minn Malta kellna Len Williams, professur Victor Maglia Milanis. Dr. Roger Vella Bonavita, ki wieħed mill-lecturers tiegħi meta konna għandna l-Università il-Belt.
Jiex l-Awstralja, wieħed minn sejjer.
Jiex l-Awstralja, sema jiġi regolari. U ġew nabela, pereżempju, tant qed tagħmel xogħol kbir fl-arkivi tal-notara. Ġew Muscat li huwa awtorità fejn tidħol l-istorja marittima, speċjalment il-parti teknika. William Zamit. Sab materjal ġdid fuq l-arkivu tal-Inkwizitur, illum il-ġurnata imexxi l-Library Studies hawnhekk fl-Università. U mbagħad nuħallef Giovanni Bonello, kulħadd jaf bir-riċerka tiegħu, u professur Roger Ellul Mikallef illum huwa President tal-Historical Society, dan naturalment kiteb fuq Leonardo Naudi. Li kien professur tal-chemistry u mbagħad għandek Albert Ganado. Dejjem isib xi ħaġa ġdida xi ħajtu darba kienet fuq gżira li telat fuq il-baħar da miftit ta' żmien ġdida siha ottamenija u mbagħad sparixxiet. U mbagħad professur Henry Frendon interessanti kien fuq il-Malti li kien hemm ġo Smirna meta kien hemm dak l-inkwiet fis-snin 20 tas-seklu jgħadda. Fl-arkitettura għandek żewġ periti, għandek l-Andre Zambit. Illi kellu notebooks ta' Michele Kakija l-magħruf ħafna anke fil-perjodu kontra franċiżi u għamel appraisal minn notebooks tiegħu dan kien perjodu ukoll. U naturalment il-perit Michael Ellul, kulħadd jaf minnu, u dan tkellem suġġeġ ġdid, l-użu tal-Malta stone barra minn Malta. U mbagħad fejn tidħol Arti u Artifacts, kellna Franġeska Balzan u Ellen Lejdun. Franġeska Balzan illum, naturalment magħrufa biżejjed fil-qasam fej tru affarijiet għandha pubblikazzjoni tajbin l-mensament u Ellen Lejdun fejn tidħol fuq coral fishing u coral artifacts, xi ħaġa ġdida kompletament xi ħaġa ġdida. Alright, Charlene Vella li llum hija stabbilita però dak iż-żmien 5 snin u kienet għadha biex ngħidlek emerġenti fuq l-iskultura fil-perjodu ta' wara l-perjodu Muslim. Antonio Espinosa li ħala nafuh sew kien anke wkoll jiġifieri kuratur tal-Maritime Museum eċetera u anke jil-lecture jagħti hawnhekka fuq Portrait Equestrio illi fuq ma nkiteb xejn. U mbagħad fuq Pietro Paolo Troisi ta' John De Bono jaħdem fl-Education Division, però Dr. De Bono fil-fatt, jagħmel ħafna riċerka, għandu ħafna informazzjoni ġdida fuq Troisi, fuq Pietro Paolo Troisi. Ġifieri hawnhekk għandek
firxa enormi,
spiċċa fuq 500 faċċata. Aħna stess ma kon nistennejna li ħaj spiċċa dak il-kobol kollu.
Ġew, x'reazzjoni tkollkom għal ktieb li ħanajtek m'għandux bidu u tmiem ta' storja waħda, m'għandu ħafna suġġetti, ħafna elementi. U kif jintużaw dal-kotba?
Jiena kif jużom ħadd ieħor ma nafx, jiena personalment dan nuża bħalma nuża daw il-kotba li joħorġu biex jikkommemoraw xi 87 sena ta' xi akademiku. Li min ikun jagħmellek ħafna papers, ħafna drabi jkunu fuq suġġetti differenti, u inti qed tara r-riċerka tagħmel ikun, u inti żomm għalija personalment nżommu ta' tagħhom u kultant nagħmel użu minnhom anke wkoll fir-riċerka tiegħek. Ovvjament inti tapprezza x-xogħol li għamlu ħadd ieħor u meta tużah anke titturi tagħmluha dak ix-xogħol. Jiena nimmaġina li ħadd ieħor jużah bħalma nużah jien. Fil-fatt minn daw il-kotba li jiġri kommemorattivi jidilli wieħed biss darba kien hemm. Li kien fuq suġġett partikolari, dak kien ta' ġew Muscat li kulħadd kiteb fuq Navy, fuq il-baħar. Imma l-qija l-oħrajn dejjem ikun hemm firxa ta' suġġetti. U hawnhekk l-istess kellna l-istess firxa ta' suġġetti li tista' tagħti anke żwok fenna fin biex min ikun l-ewwel nett iżid in-knowledge tiegħu f'linja differenti għal minn mhux akademiku. U fl-istess jiena minn huwa akademiku wkoll jista' wkoll isib iktar materjal għax-xogħol tiegħu.
Senaddu issa biex nisimaw il-lecture għallum, sa ċertu punti ja kontinuita u kol ma dak li kone dinnejdu ma Dr. Joe Grima, se nisimaw il-lecture li ta' Charles Farrugia li huwa l-arkivista nazjonali huwa responsabli mill-arkivi nazjonali fejn suppost il-dokumentazzjoni kollha li tipproduċi il-burokrazija fi żmien jew ieħor wara ċertu żmien trid titla' għand l-arkivju nazjonali. U sur Farrugia jitkellem attwalment dwar il-50 sena tal-arkivjar f'pajjiżna u kif ukoll jagħmel xi proposti għall-futur.
I have decided to start this presentation with a rather long quote. Do bear with me, although extensive, the four paragraphs I'm going to read present an excellent assessment of record-keeping practices in most in post-independence countries. The quote, in many countries, public sector record-keeping systems are weak or have actually collapsed to the point where they barely function. The situation is particularly evident in countries that were once part of European-dominated colonial regimes. In these countries, structured record-keeping systems were common, supporting the information needs of a small, centralized civil service. Often with a well-trained and experienced record staff, in many of these countries, the European model of registries, a center point for the registration and control of documents, was introduced. In the years following independence, the situation deteriorated progressively as part of a general decline in public administration. Informal practices supplanted formal rules and efficient public administration was of secondary importance to providing employment. While the civil service expanded steadily, bringing with it a corresponding increase in the flow of paper, more formal ways of working gradually collapsed, often replaced by ad hoc work methods. In many cases, the institution grew used to making decisions without referring to records. There was little incentive to maintain effective record-keeping systems or to allocate adequate resources for records storage and staff. In some cases, the failure to create and maintain systems was motivated by the desire to conceal financial and other irregularities. Eventually, the registries stopped acting as the point of entry for able recruits and became a dumping ground for staff without career prospects. The staff had limited training or experience with record-keeping work, and record-keeping was allowed to deteriorate. File classification and indexing systems originally designed to meet the record-keeping requirements of the colonial period could not meet the needs of complex modern governments. Paradoxically, in many countries, despite the low usage of records, there was an extreme reluctance to destroy records, even after they ceased to have any value to the institution. In the absence of rules and guidelines for what should be kept and for how long, staff were reluctant to authorize destruction. Over time, registries became severely congested with older records. Ultimately, many record systems collapsed under their own weight, unquote. This quote was not written with Malta in mind. It is taken from a records management manual issued by the World Bank for its staff in the year 2000. Yet it explains what happened in public records management in most Commonwealth countries, with record systems collapsing and, in cases, replaced by the fallacy that IT applications can do what the professional records manager, archivist, or librarian is professionally trained to do. One of the first moves aimed at centralizing government archives under the British was the setting up of a record room in the office of the Chief Secretary to Government in 1851. In 1890, it was decided that the records held at the palace were to be transferred to the public registry in Merchant Street. For a number of years, the duties of archival custody were shared between the librarian of the Royal Malta Library and the public registry director. After the Second World War, the Maltese archive sector benefited from the visit to Malta of Sir Hilary Jenkinson, one of the most renowned and leading British experts in archival science. He was sent to Malta in 1944 and commissioned to compile a report on the state of Maltese archives. He presented a report which was later discussed, but unfortunately, its recommendations, which we are seeing on the slide here, 11 recommendations were never implemented. Considering the post-Second World War devastation, the solutions Jenkinson was proposing might have been too early. However, I doubt whether one finds reasonable justifications for the inaction of local governments when the first State of Archives report, published by the National Archives Council in 2008, showed that most of the recommendations made by Jenkinson in 1944, and which are still relevant to the present day, were still not taken on board. Another full review of the recommendations was made by Ivor Evans, Vice Chancellor of the University of Wales in 1947. He endorsed Jenkinson's recommendations and also suggested a committee which, for the archive sector, which would have brought together the university, the notary to government, the public registry, courts, the legislative unit, and the church authorities. Even with the current Archives Council, we have not yet arrived at such a diversity of stakeholders around the same table discussing archives. Nothing seems to have developed out of the recommendations made by Evans up to the date of independence. Not completely different was the situation of libraries. In his publication, Promoters of Information, Dr. Paul Schwierep argued that the growth of the library profession in Malta proved very slow, and the very concept of a library profession did not exist in the Malta of the 18th and 19th centuries, or even in the first decades of the 20th. The librarian was a scholar, a bookman, not a library manager, and he was assisted by a few clerical library attendants. This attitude wasn't to a certain extent remains typical of official and popular attitudes in a number of Mediterranean countries. The state of affairs started to improve in the late 1940s, mainly due to persons who found themselves drawn towards employment in newly established libraries within tertiary education. The Royal University Library started its transformation into a modern academic library around that time. Nearer to independence, Borchulovers' cabinet started convening on 27 August 1962, and in the first few years we find two instances when the issue of libraries was discussed during cabinet meetings. During the cabinet session on 15 September 1966, ministers approved the bill to amend the Public Libraries Ordinance. The main changes were aimed at shifting responsibility for the direction of the library sector from the minister to the librarian, while the committee assumes an advisory role. The draft bill also added a new section concerning the issue of legal deposit. The provisions conditioning deposit on publication in Malta till then imposed the duty on authors to deliver free of charge 3 copies, 2 targeted at the local libraries, and a 3rd copy to be deposited in order that the librarian may then transmit it to the British Museum. The political argument expressed by the minister was that the sending of the 3rd copy of the UK was a burden which cannot be justified and should be repealed. It does make us reflect, however, on the current situation of legal deposit, which should be the cornerstone of any national library. Allow me to recount a personal anecdote. In 2001, I was on an orientation visit at the Sound Directorate of the British Library. We were a group of 6 UCL international students. The director of the unit prepared for us a small sample of items the British Library holds, originating from each of the country we represented. Amongst the items, we heard Anna recorded in the early 1970s by British Library sound technicians in a piazza in Zeytun. Another surprise for me was to find the book in Maltese that I had written about a local band club, and also a full set of band marches recorded on cassettes at Boffa Studios in their collection. This was after the legal deposit provision was removed, and thus the staff of the British Library got to know of these items through their research and procured these items even if they were only on sale from local band clubs in Malta. My reflection is this. It is perfectly understandable that at the time of the legal amendments to the Library Ordinance in 66, there was an eagerness to cut any colonial links. But considering we are a country with our own language, rich history, and long-standing traditions, and an overactive publishing activity, were 50 years not enough to put our act together and develop a legal deposit system which captures the whole of the nation's output? The second instance Borchulovers' cabinet discussed the library sector was in 1969, when it was agreed that the premises at 2 Castile Place in Valletta be used to house the public lending library. Soon after independence, the British Council approached the Maltese government with a proposal to start a public school library service. In 1967, British Library advisor John Smith inspected school libraries and described the situation as alarming. The Malta Library Association was set up in 1969. Initially, the association made important achievements. It also established valuable contacts with IFLA and COMLA and the project in the early 1970s to have library internships from the UK. However, the life of the Library Association was periodically hindered by lack of cooperation by certain stakeholders. One of the most active subcommittees set up in 1969 was that on school libraries. They conducted an extensive survey on the state of libraries in schools. This was followed in the early 70s by a series of visits by foreign experts. The Central Public Library was opened in February 1974 and the school library services in 76. Another impetus to the sector was given in 1971 when the University of Malta organized what, in my opinion, is still the most comprehensive conference ever held in Malta on the topic of libraries and archives. This was held in March 1971 with the aim of examining the related problems of the teaching and writing of history in Malta and the preservation of the source materials for Maltese history. The conference made a series of recommendations, which are also listed here on this slide. However, it took years for any of these recommendations to be implemented. The impetus was given a few years later when Casa Leone and later part of the ground floor of the palace were assigned to centralize archives in them. The project achieved new momentum in the late 80s with larger premises in Rabat, Imdina and Gozo, assigned for the National Archives project. This was followed by the legal enactment which set up the National Archives Act in 1990, and as important was the 2005 reform which revamped the whole structure of the National Archives.
Smajtu 51, program for Campus FM miġjublilkom mill-Malta Historical Society. Presentazioni, produzioni, Sergio Grech.